With Tony, a really hard-fought 17-10 win at Elon. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Yeah, it's always, as everyone knows, it's always tough to win on the road in this conference. And that was just a gritty performance. I thought our guys were resilient. We stuck together. I give a ton of credit to Coach Trish and his staff in particular on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we lost a physicality battle up front. We were going backwards all day. They had us in obvious passing situations in third and long because we weren't efficient on the ground, and they turned us over twice. And it was a game offensively. We just couldn't get our footing. I think it was a good plan. I just really felt like those guys, they wanted on that side of the ball. They had a ton of energy, a ton of juice. They flew around. They tackled extremely well, so they give them credit. But I think for us, finding a way to get the win, it was led defensively and then special teams. We always say if we can win two out of the three, battles, we have a good shot of winning. And if you can play a complete game and win all three, it should be a dominant performance. But we certainly won it defensively, and I think it starts up front with our defensive line and how well they played, and in particular the last three quarters to go down 10-0, to not waver, and took a bunch of body blows, and ultimately didn't allow Elon to knock us out. We just kind of kept chipping away at it, and defensively just allowed us to stay in it. And huge block punt at the end of the half, under a minute, with Jerron Skinner. Somehow going to the half 10-7, and you would have thought we were up 21 points based on the energy and the momentum that we guarded right there, and the guys were in really good spirits. So felt like we had a good shot in the second half after that.
Talk about that play by Jerron. Was that something you and your staff thought you could get going into the game, or just a really good individual play?
Yeah, you know what? I give a lot of credit to our, co special teams coordinator, Coach Della Giacono, and Coach Jett. Did a really good job. And collectively, we have a think tank operation special teams wise, but those guys, kind of presented how they want to do it. And I thought it was a phenomenal idea to kind of stem late and try to get multiple guys in the A gap, and just see if we can get a couple guys on the shield there. And we got one free. And Zerron, a lot of times, the last few weeks we were close on one, and we've prided ourselves the last few years in blocking punts. And just at the moment of truth, we haven't had great technique. And big eyes, little hands is what we're telling him. He took it right off the punter's foot and was able to get on that one. So that was just a huge game defining play for us.
Your defense recorded 9 sacks. Obviously, Josiah, 4 of them, and had a tremendous day. But you got sacks from a variety of guys on that defensive line. Was that something that going in the game you felt like you could get some pressure? And then what did those guys do so well to have that kind of day?
Well, you know what? We felt like we need to stop the run first. We really thought those two running backs that Elon had were dynamic and posed, one of them just a home run threat, one of them is a bigger back that could kind of run through contact. So we wanted to get them in obvious passing situations, and we felt like we had some matchups up front that we could take advantage of. And so after the first two series, I think that we hung in there, we anchored in, stopped the run, and felt like we were able to kind of cut those guys loose a little bit. So yeah, Josiah had an unbelievable day. And you got to give credit on the other side of it too to Dylan Ruiz. He garnered a lot of the protection schemes, whether the tight end was on his side, they were chipping him, or they slid to him. So Josiah was able to take advantage of that. And Cam Gardner-Young was another guy with the interior. He got a sack and a half and played extremely well. So Neil Politano got in the mix. So I was happy with all those guys and how hard they played. And just they found a way to continue to push the pocket back and reestablish a new line of scrimmage.
How big was the stop there in the fourth quarter where they get the fumble from Seth and have the ball getting ready to drive there in the fourth quarter, and you guys are able to stand up and get the stuff?
No, it was huge. The defense with twice we had two sudden change opportunities when the offense turned it over. And both those times, they got a stop and resulted in 0 points. So, that was huge for us. And that's a couple times right now in the season offensively, that we haven't finished games with the ball in our hands. So we need to continue to do some things there better and, establish a ground game and hopefully insert our dominance a little better than we have so we can finish it. But at the end of the day, whatever unit's on the field, those are the guys that have to make those game defining plays, and defensively, certainly they did that for us.
Questions this morning from Roger Brown. Good morning,
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Morning, Roger.
Rick, a little bit more on the pressure. Is that as simple as guys winning one-on-one battles Or was it more scheme related? Because I know you mentioned last week one of the keys to the
Oh.
game you thought was going to be the play of your defensive ends.
Yeah.
So that, and then maybe just touch on URI a little bit if you could, please.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it was a really good plan by Coach Gillick. And, we had some things, some slide beaters, we were able to get our guys 1-on-1. And then, some of them were just late in the game, obvious passing situations where we won on the edges as well. So I think it was a combination of both. And it was also, when
Well,
you're up late in the game and you feel
I'm
like
on
those guys
two
are gonna
and
have
22.
to throw the ball. I think as, as a defensive lineman, you kind of can anticipate what's coming, and then you can get in the pass rush mode and really rely on good get offs and your techniques and everything that we're teaching. So a little bit of both there, and was really happy with the way those guys played. I was proud of them. And then Rhode Island, this is this team is extremely talented. They're gritty. They're finding ways to win games late. They're as clutch of a team as anywhere in the country right now. Like I just saw the stat, 49 points scored and only 14 allowed in the last 3 games in the fourth quarter. They've been down in some games. They're resilient. They come back. They don't blink. They don't waver. So really good football team. Coach Flynn's got these guys playing extremely hard from an offensive standpoint. A lot of misdirection. They do a phenomenal job with, getting some bash or some wide zone stuff away from where the guys are pulling. So they really mess with your reads and your keys and your eye discipline. Ton of guys on the perimeter that can run and catch. And Marcus Buchanan has been a dude for them. And Sean Harris, really explosive playmaker. And I love how Devin Farrell's playing. He's someone who 5 or 6 times during a game, those unscripted plays, running around, making plays. And so we certainly have our hands cut off on that side of the ball. And then defensively, they blitz them all over. They stem the front late. They tackle really, really hard. It's evident. They take on the life of their head coach. They're tough, they're physical. They win at the point of attack. So this is going to be a battle.
Thank you.
Rick, you touched on a little bit in your opening comments, but offensively, you guys have been maybe as dynamic as anybody in the league, but held 151 yards. Was it just up front? What was Elon able to do to kind of slow you guys down?
No, I thought their back end guys did a really good job too. We've prided ourselves. We've won a lot of 50-50 balls and contested throws and catches this year. And we weren't able to really do that. There was 3 or 4 times where we got the matchup that we wanted and trying to take some shots down the field, and those guys won that. And a couple times I think we had some decent things schemed up. Where we had a couple steps behind their safety, and one time we kind of underthrew it, and I think Caleb Curtin just made an unbelievable play where he ejected to the post, almost made a one-handed pick. Where you look at the tape, you think, hey, that might be a 50 or a touchdown. And he just was a better athlete on that play. And then also, I think we had one where we got behind it, and Seth didn't make the correct read, and ultimately we threw a turnover on that one. So I think it's, a lot of it is credit to them and how hard they played, and some of it was self-inflicted on our end as well.
Just you've talked about the challenges Rhode Island presents. You guys are both 2-0 in the league. What are maybe a key or two for your team to have success Saturday?
Yeah, work to establish a ground game better than we have the last month of the season. I think that would be huge for us. And then, I think up front, it's handling their pre-snap movement. They do such a good job of stemming late, and it changes your combo. So, Dylan Poirier, our center, has to do a phenomenal job of preparation in identifying what they're doing and how they're looking to attack us. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we got to do a really good job of being disciplined with our eyes. I mentioned just some of the misdirection things that they do, where they can get the back on the perimeter now, and then they also have the element with the Q run and how athletic Farrell is. So, those guys have to be really disciplined in reading their keys. We got to tackle well. They have a lot of guys that can run on the perimeter, so this is going to be an awesome test for us.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for your time here this morning and look forward to talking again next Monday.